Time is now 3:30 and we will call to order the regular standing internal operations committee meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call to take it. Let the record show all members are present.
Thank you so much. Now we'll do public comment, and I public comment is 3 minutes for anything not on the agenda, and I hear that we have someone online that has a public comment.
Yes.
As soon as you can pass them through, could you?
I gave you permission to speak.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence, are you on the line? Is he unmuted? Can you hear us?
Do we have another presentation with regards to?
Well, that was a fail.
Oh, you got to turn that off.
Yeah. So you not just mute it, but disconnect the audio. So that's how you solve that problem. I was it was last week. The camera does work. It is on there. I didn't think it was. I'm obviously commenting on the AV proposal. Last time it was proposed, I said no. I could do it for $6,000. Then somebody said, "I don't believe you," and threw down the gauntlet. So I'm here to offer my services if you want to investigate it to see if some low cost solution might be available. I think there is. I haven't spent too much time on it yet to date, but if you want me to do that, I would do that pro bono. Would it cost you guys anything except for maybe a little bit of staff time to show me what you've got? So I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
So is that interest all part of the, you were out there just to show us how it didn't work? Okay.
I
appreciate that. We know we have definitely have issues.
It didn't work, so we have some work.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. So, any other public on the line?
There's not.
Any other public comments in the audience? No. Okay. So we will close public comment and move on to draft minutes.
Motion to approve.
And I will second. So
that
approved.
Pretty much takes care of it.
And now we have item D1, social media update.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. So just want to give you an update on our social media. As you know, we went to government next door, and we've been trying to really promote the town. And I heard some comments regarding some things that have been going on that the director Graves talked about. One of the things that we've been promoting on there is how we're doing the community involvement and engagement. So this last weekend we had a pickleball tournament at the community center. It was very well received. 161 participants played. I came down here on Saturday, talked to a few of them. They were very happy with the tournament. We're getting letting the community see what we're doing. I think it's going to get more of the community involved down here and keep building our programs. So that's one of the goals of our social media. We actually, for our biggest hits on social media, are our landscape updates, what we're doing in town. The pickleball tournament got a lot of hits, and also the road closure, believe it or not. The gentleman mentioned at the last board meeting, hey, we put it out there because the sign really wasn't sufficient to explain to the residents what was occurring. So we're just trying to connect with the residents. I've noticed on social media, I'm seeing less complaints about the town. I mean, there's always some complaints that we address when we see it on social media, but I'm actually seeing those complaints go down. I think it's how we're kind of marketing ourselves, so we're gonna keep doing that.
Nice.
The AV update, I got a second quote, came in today. I'm waiting for a third vendor to come out, hopefully this week. Hopefully I'll have a quote next week, and then I'll be bringing that staff report back to the board for the city.
Nice.
That was because we had a single source at the time. We asked you to go back and do some more homework because we wanna make sure that we're, in fact, being resourceful, using our resources to the best, to the most efficient way.
Absolutely.
Great. So. Social media. Down at the convention, I don't know if you got a chance to talk to the gal from Nextdoor that was down there, but she was strictly Nextdoor business.
Okay.
But I first walked up to her and introduced myself and said, "You're the bane of my existence." She looked at me like, and you know whose name's wife was there? The guy from Dan's place was there at the time. Anyway, so I'm glad it's positive. I've noticed a couple of posts lately that come through on my email of people are leaving Nextdoor because of the negativity. So that's good in the sense that it brings awareness to people going, hey, you know, maybe we need to kind of change the way we do things. But the fact that we're getting more activity, I think, can drain down to having more people for a Zumba class or more people for a swim class or more people for bridge, playing bridge or whatever we're using the facility for, because people all of a sudden go, wow, we have a community center? So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and we're trying to expand those programs, and I will tell you that I haven't heard the same things about people leaving Nextdoor because of the negativity. I will say, even though Director Gateau wasn't here, there were some people complaining about some mowing that was occurring someplace in our town, and you know, he made the comment, why don't you just tell the staff and we'll take care of it rather than post a negative comment? And some people liked it. So I think that there is some truth to that, and we're just going to keep marketing ourselves, and hopefully we're going to win some people over. So.
Not that I am on Nextdoor, I just want to clarify that.
It's like anything else.
But I've heard.
Yes.
If you leave people to their own devices, then they don't know what's going on and they have the opportunity to assume what's going on. By communicating everything effectively, there's no confusion and we're totally open and transparent. Because you guys do a great job. It's just letting people know what kind of a job you do is hard.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, in the absence of information, people are going to create their own. It's mm-hmm. not always accurate. So we're trying to get the information out there, keep it positive. Let them know that, hey, maybe we're not doing landscaping in your neighborhood this week, but we're going to get to it, and these are the areas we are working on. One of the things that General Manager and I spoke about is, you know, we're posting where we're going to be, and then when we get finished with that month, we post the pictures after, so we say, hey, we said we were going to be there, we said we were going to do it, we did it, here's the pictures.
Nice.
So
nice. That works. Yeah. Awesome. Great job. Thank you. Does that end all the updates?
Yes.
I guess that takes us to any future agenda items?
No, can I drop back on that just for a second?
Yeah,
so
sure.
I like the fact that, like Brian saying, call the staff, because that's really the key. I mean, people, I'm thinking about the person that posted the thing that said, the lady in the white Lexus that cut me off at the corner of, like, she's reading Nextdoor. You know what I mean? So if we can direct them to, hey, go to the instead of blasting it out, go to the source. I mean, they try to do that with the steakhouse when they get critical. They try to do that with your place when they get critical. Hey, well, go, if you've got a problem with it, nobody ever complains about your place. Don't get me wrong. But if they were to,
sure,
it would be go to Michael and talk to him. He'll help you. You know, go to the source. And I think that's somewhere we can try to direct things. That's all I got.
The only other thing I would maybe suggest too is some of the things that we do where we message around who to call, who to contact. Maybe those are some good future posts. You know, like you have a question about weeds. Who do you talk to about that? You have a question about highways or cleanliness or, you know, the trash on Highway 4. So maybe we can help educate people of which departments handle which business.
Absolutely. I'll put another post on Mobile Citizen. I can post, you know, county numbers.
Yeah, I think that's great. More awareness, because that's really what it comes down to, is people are upset with certain things, and maybe the town isn't the right venue to address those, since we are not an incorporated town, right? An incorporated city. So anyway, it's great. More communication is always better. All right, so any future agenda items? No?
I'll leave it up to staff's discretion.
Okay, so in lieu of no future agenda items, that brings us to adjourning at 3:39.